Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Shavuos, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fein Rezivik Hagon B'Karav Mamish. And I'll begin by discussing the second thing that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, which was the Yedias HaTomah. Another way of saying this is Tomas Mikdash U'Kedashav, namely a person who's Tomei going into the Beis Mikdash or eating Kodesh. And all discussions over here are regarding somebody who did this B'Shoygeg. Another option of how it could be that he did a B'Shoygeg is that he knew that he was Tomei, he just didn't know that this was Kodesh or that he was going to the Beis Mikdash. So now we get into all the details. Anything that had a knowledge at the beginning and at the end, meaning at the beginning he knew that he was Tameh, and at the end he knew that he did something wrong, but there was this lapse of awareness in the middle. Let's just use one example. When he went into the Beis HaMikdash, he totally forgot he was Tameh, so then he's chayav to bring a carbon olav yared, which we had mentioned at the introduction to the Masechta, is very unique in that it depends how much money the fellow has. If he's considered wealthy, he brings regular animals a carbon. If he does not have so much money, then he brings a bird as carbon, and if he's very poor, he's destitute, he brings just a carbon mincha. However, yesh in the beginning he had the idea, he knew he was Tameh, but at the end, after he did the Avera, he didn't realize, he just simply didn't know that he went to the Beis HaMikdash Tameh. So then what's his kapara? Sar HaNasa Bifnim V'yayin Kapurim Taila Ad Shiva Dalai V'yavi Ba'al V'yared. The Sar HaNasa Bifnim, which literally translated means the goat that's brought inside, that's talking about one of the carbon chatas which is brought in Yom Kippur. This is one which has its blood sprinkled inside the Kodesh Kedoshim and outside in the Heichal. That's why it's called Nasa Bifnim, it's done inside, referring to inside the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Heichal. So that carbon and Yom Kippur itself is going to be toile, is going to suspend his punishment and protect him from Yisurim until he finds out that he did the Avera, then he's going to bring the carbon oil of Yared. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with another situation, Ein bo yedei b'tchilo, aval yesh bo yedei b'saif. Let's say he did not have yedei in the beginning. For example, he didn't know he was Tameh, but he did have the yedei at the end, after he went to the Beis HaMikdash. That's example we're sticking with over here. He found out that he was Tameh. So then, Sar HaNasa B'chutz v'Yom Kippur Mechaper. The only thing is Mechaper for him, meaning the only thing that needs to happen is the Sar HaNasa B'chutz. This is another Sar, another Chatos that's brought in Yom Kippur. Its blood is sprinkled outside in the Azara. That's why it's called Bachot. And Yom Kippur itself as well are Mechaper for him. How do we know this? Shneimer, because the Pasuk says, Milvad Chatos HaKippurim, besides for the Chatos Yom Kippur. And we learn from here, Al Masha Zem Mechaper, that whatever this one is Mechaper for, that one's Mechaper for. Again, we had mentioned two different Karbonis Chatos that are brought in Yom Kippur. One Bifnim, one Bachot. And we're comparing the two of them. Ma Pnimi in Mechaper El Adavar Shiyash Bayidia, Afa Chitzon in Mechaper El Adavar Shiyash Bayidia. Just like the inner one, the Chatos HaNas Bifnim, is Mechaper only for something that had a yedia, that was the yedia at the beginning, but not at the end. So to the chitzon is going to be chaper for something that had a yedia, namely a yedia at the end and not at the beginning. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalin. Hey, continue to discuss these cases. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.